Our gospel lesson this morning is taken from Luke, the second chapter. The 21st chapter, sorry. Beginning with the 25th verse. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding, for what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your head, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dispensation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. And that day catch you unexpected, like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. He told them a story. Look at the fig tree. Any tree, for that matter, when the leaves begin to show, one looks and you know summer's right around the corner. The same here. When you see these things happen, you know God's kingdom is here. Don't brush this off. I'm not just saying this for some future generation, but for this one too, these things will happen. Sky and earth will wear out. My words won't wear out. Be on guard. Don't let the sharp edge of your expectations get dulled by parties, drinking, and shopping. Otherwise, the day is going to take you by complete surprise, spring on you suddenly like a trap, for it's going to come on everyone, everywhere at once. So whatever you do, don't go to sleep at the switch. Pray constantly that you will have the strength and wits to make it through everything that's coming and end up on your feet before the Son of Man. Here ends the gospel lesson today. Help us, O Lord, understand what is coming. Help us understand and believe and hope in your care. Amen. Well, we know that spring is not around the corner. I just had to get that out of the way because some people say, well, it's going to be a soft winter. But the snow, the ice, the wind, the bitter cold is in front of us, and we're experiencing some of that now. I went out last week and put the outside decorations on the fence, and it wasn't bad. But toward the end of the day, when I was out there, the cold come flying in. Now, when you were in school, let's go back to that. You might have wanted for snow and cold and blizzards, for school to be canceled. In our area in Platteville, they wouldn't cancel school. They would have the kids in town go to school. They counted the school day. If you lived out in the country, tough. You missed it. You had some makeup to do. Well, I was lucky. My parents were ones that, who kept their eyes on the forecast and blizzards. And they would drive me in to stay with my grandparents in town in their new house. Grandpa retired from the farming, but he still went out and did work. But wintertime, I got to go be taken into town to avoid the blizzard. Wasn't bad. Colored TV, grandma's cooking, good conversation, and a room that didn't freeze. Let me tell you about that. The old farmhouse that we lived in, that I grew up in, the heat didn't get up the pipes that far into my room. And I kid you not, when there was a morning, I remember, left a part of glass of milk by my bedstand. Got up in the morning, and it was frozen. I kid you not. So every night, I took my, I bet you can't guess what I took to bed. No, I didn't have a teddy bear. Oh, thank you, water bottle. I took my water bottle, climbed under 12 inches of blanket, and stayed in that cocoon, didn't move a bit. But when the morning call came, Richard, it's time to get up. And I was a lucky farm kid because they didn't ask me to go out and do chores in the morning. I was, oh, God, thank you. So at my grandparents', the house is pretty nice. We've sure heard that story of the fig tree many times, haven't we? And sometimes we say, if this is as we are at the beginning of Advent and we're looking forward to Christmas and the coming of the Christ child, this first Sunday always has information about the end times. Jesus' next visit to us, which is going to happen in the future. Now, life was pretty tough in those days, back in Bethlehem. It wasn't easy at all. Can you imagine being, well, I can't, but some of the women can imagine what it was like being pregnant, riding on the back of a donkey. Now, if it's anything like a horse, that donkey is just going to go like this, maybe slip a little bit on a rock or something, and take all that trip to Bethlehem. It wasn't a very good time for people then because people were controlled by the Roman Empire. If you got sick or hurt, there was not an emergency facility near you. There weren't a lot of medical answers. There were some old tried and true methods that they used to, you know, fix you. But sometimes you didn't get fixed. If one looks at what Jesus said, here is the future. It's going to be tough. Wake up. Stand ready because it's going to be hard to get through at times. When the leaves show, one looks to tell you that summer's around the corner. It's the smell of lilacs. Oh, birds flying, warm breezes. Just, isn't that what, we open our windows in our house and just air the whole house out. The same thing here. When you see these things Jesus talked about, you know God's kingdom is coming, is about here. Don't brush this off. I really think as I thought about this, I love history and I had a minor in history. And so, you know, you look back in the history books and you will see that how many events took place, World War I, the Civil War, the French and Indian War, the bubonic plague. There were just tons of things happening to people. Out west, you know, They all carried guns and they used them, no matter where you were at. But for these people, there's always been those challenges. Well, what do we have? We have forest fires that burn tons of the country down. Then we have rains where we have rock slides and down on highways killing people. Every generation has had earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, fires, pandemics of diseases, wars down through the history. Can you imagine how terrible war was for families who hardly heard any news from the battlefront? Like the Civil War, or 6 million people killed in a few short years in the 1940s. There never has been an extended time that was completely safe, quiet, peaceful. Earthquakes, tornadoes, forest fires, and now we've got this disease of shooting people or driving a truck down through a parade killing young and old. I'm going to go back to the 2000 trip to Israel. You're going to get your money's worth out of this. See you in the years here. The Knights Templar and the Masonic Lodge paid for it. It was great. And we were going to get on the bus to visit Capernaum. You've heard of Capernaum. A lot of things happened, recorded in our Bibles at Capernaum. And I was a little bit naive. I thought, oh boy, I'm going to go to Capernaum and I'm going to look for some souvenirs. We were in Jerusalem and there are tons of souvenirs, but boy, if I get to Capernaum, there's so much there. Well, we got in our three buses. We drove over hills, down valleys, and came to the parking lot right next to where Capernaum was. Notice I said was. The whole city had been destroyed by earthquakes years and years ago. Huge stones of houses and buildings. They outlined this huge synagogue that was in the center of the town. And I'm not kidding you, you had boulders, huge, tons. And they were like 3 or 4 feet tall, and they got knocked over. Huge columns laid all over the streets. We were able to walk into the floor of the synagogue. The floor. And as you walked, you said, oh my gosh. Jesus walked on the same floor. Jesus walked. There's Moses' stone chair at the front of the synagogue. We were quiet. Believe me, there was nobody telling jokes. We spoke in whispers. As we remembered back to what happened with Jesus there, we went across the street from the synagogue and what was believed to be the disciple Peter's mother's house had collapsed on itself. I mean, it was a huge building too. Scripture says sky and earth were wear out. Why? Our planet has faced this many times in every generation. Whether it be ground blowing up. Huh? Yes. Thank you. It was on the tip of my tongue. It was exactly what I was going to say. We can still take hope and comfort in Jesus' words. What did he want us to do? My words will not wear out. Stones will fall, cities in ruins. Jesus said, be on your guard. Don't let the sharp edge of your expectation get dulled by parties, drinking, and shopping. I'm not kidding you. This is a Presbyterian. This is from the Message. And he was a well-known Presbyterian person and did a beautiful job in the Scriptures. It can really happen. We can be pulled away from God's promises even today. We can get so tied up that we got to get those doggone cookies made now. We got to get that tree up. We got our tree up this weekend. We invited Eddie and Katie over to help us. It went a lot faster. But then they invited us over to their place to put their tree up. But we did it willingly and with great pleasure. It says, it will spring on us like a trap, for it's going to come on everyone, not just a few. What are we to do? Do we run to the mountain and say, hide me? Do we say, well, it's going to come sometime, so we take it as it comes? Absolutely not. Jesus said, pray constantly that you will have the strength and the wits to make it through everything that's coming. So that when we hear terrible things happening today, we can pray for those people and be sad about it, but we know there's still hope. When the news blasts 9 crushed to death in a Texas concert, or mudslides crushing houses, or 1,300 people getting COVID in Wisconsin in one day last week. A parade of suffering and death and people frightened. Pray you will end up on your feet before the Son of Man. Pray for that. Don't run away. It's our prayers to go through those days, not be taken away from God's love and support. Sometimes we can live just for these three things of shopping and partying and all that. So whatever you do, don't go to sleep at the switch. Don't let us sleep through this. Pray to God when nature seems to explode, when terrible things happen. Don't let our lives be turned away from God. Pray to God when human beings act like life will never end. It's the message from a loving, forgiving God to each one of us this day. God will be with us no matter what. In a few short weeks, we will be here saying, Jesus was born in the stable. Jesus, the Son of God, on this first Sunday of Advent, it is at a time for us to prepare for the coming of the baby Jesus into the world. Just pause and think on this. Jesus came as a baby to teach, live an example. It may and can be tough, but God will be with us regardless. There is our only hope. We are reminded soon that Jesus was going to teach us and redeem us on the cross. Keep that hope. No matter what, don't give up, Presbyterians. United Methodist, sorry, I just had to do that. Please do it for everyone. Amen. Gracious, comforting, God, with hope and love. No matter what happens, may your love be with us always. May it be true. Amen. You've got your assignment. Don't give up. When you hear the fire sirens go off and we see the television blurring, don't give up. Grab a hold of Jesus' words. It's the only thing we've got that will get us through. And it's true. Amen? Amen.